This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frieda Lewis, Tech Talk. Malaysia's worst flooding in decades has forced nearly a quarter of a million people from their homes, causing many hundreds of thousands entering the new year without a roof over their head. A group of entrepreneurs from the Malaysian Global Innovation and Creativity Center, MAGIC, has gone on and set up mybanjo.com to collect information and provide the latest updates on the floods that has now affected more than 100,000 Malaysians in six states. I'm here today with Dr. Lau Chauhan, Director of MAGIC Academy, to talk about mybanjo.com. And Dr. Lau here a while back talking about his other project, but so tell me about mybanjo.com and you know why this group of entrepreneurs decided to do this.
Yeah, good afternoon everyone. Thanks Freya. Mybanjo.com is an information hub to actually inform the public about the flood related information. So from flood warnings, weather forecasts, river levels, road closures, donation, and most importantly the emergency hotlines. So mybanjo.com is the collective effort of a group of volunteers from MAGIC and also the MAGIC community. So when the flood situation become critical, we realize that the information is scattered around, and the idea is to come up with a website and also an app where users and citizens are able to find flood information quickly.
Okay, and this is something, you know, you experienced in Queensland when you were there a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's right. So back in 2011, I was in Queensland, so we experienced one of the worst floods in Brisbane or Queensland history as well. So I used some of my experience. I was in the team that did the data collection and also helped with the flood relief using social media.
Okay, now this surprisingly is the second version of the site in such a short time. Now, why has this, when it talks about mybanjo.com?
So in fact, we launched a few major iterations, and each iteration come with new features added. So we delivered four versions within the first 24 hours after the initial launch. Right. With each version, so we try to feature more content. Mm-hmm. So the success of mybanjo.com is definitely the full commitment from the group, where everyone, irregardless of race or religions, they came together and very quickly started working on the different components to get the site up and running.
Okay, what has been the most difficult when setting up such a site?
So I guess it's most on the content aggregation to make sure that we capture the best and the most relevant information to the people. There's so much information out there, but we also need to do our due diligence to verify certain information, like a donation collection sites, donation collection centers, because they operate at different hours. Some of them is just 1 or 2 days. Some of them is ongoing effort. So, and verification of those emergency numbers as well. So on the logistics side, we also make sure that everyone is well communicated so that their work, their programming tasks do not overlap with each other's.
Okay.
And on the technology side, it requires an architecture that allows programmers of different skill sets to talk to each other. So we have programmers writing code in PHP, ASP.NET, Ruby on Rails, and even Java. So we got to make sure that they live together in harmony.
Live together. Now, what about the collecting the data from the different sources and making sure that it makes sense to, you know, the visitors? How do you go about doing this? And is, you know, basically, it's a big team to do this.
Okay, the team created different APIs to collect data from news, social medias, and public data from government websites. So in total, we have a team of 30 people, but not everyone working full-time on the project. So at every point of time, we've got about 4 to 5 people working on it. So we contribute ideas and working on different features. But most importantly is the users actually provide input on how the site can be more functional for their operation.
All right, I'm just looking at the website right now. You've got your drop-off points, the river levels, weather forecasts, flood-affected roads, amateur radio repeaters, and relief agencies, which is really good because you've got the official, you know, government ones, and of course there are some NGOs and some people, volunteers as well. Yes. So all that information is there in the different tabs, which I thought is great because, you know, people say, hey, what do I do? Where do I go?
Yes.
So all that information is there. In terms of funding, you know, starting a site like this obviously requires some money as well.
Actually, not quite. So we got to thank our partner for this. So Microsoft and Cellcom are the first partners that come on board. So Microsoft sponsors us their Azure platform for web hosting, computing instances, and also databases. And then Cellcom sponsors their SMS API that allow us to broadcast messages.
Okay, and I guess we'll find out a little bit what's next for mybanjir.com, and we'll discuss that after this with Dr. Lau Che Han from Magic Academy. This is Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Bending Fickle Minds, BFM 89.9.
It's Tech Talk. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Dr. Lau Che Han, director of Magic Academy, talking about mybanjir.com. If you haven't been to that site already, it's the one-stop shop for everything you need to know, and also how you can help. So what's next for mybanjir.com? You know, what are you working on to bring new elements to the site?
We plan to let the site to keep running to help those who need the latest information. So we're still adding in features that can in any ways help to facilitate the flood relief operation. So at the moment, the water has subsided. So we want to see ourselves in more into helping the operation side. We're also exploring if the data can help in any academic research or NGO in coordinating their logistic efforts.
Okay. Do you hope to see more similar initiatives being set up, you know, following mybanjir's success?
Definitely, yes. So we always see technology as an enabler and looking forward to innovative ideas that can be used to solve problems and also to make the society better.
Okay, I'm looking at it, you know, so Celcom's also involved. They're trying to send out SMS to flood victims, right, and the search and rescue team. So all the parties that are helping out here.
Yes.
Okay. Now, any plans to try to monetize this or take it globally to other countries that are also affected with floods or other, I guess, natural disasters?
Yes. So monetization might not be our top priority, but the code base of mybanjir is open source on GitHub. So everybody is welcome to contribute to the code and to make our machine learning smarter. So I previously built similar systems for 2011 Queensland flood in Australia, also the New Zealand earthquake. So we would love to work with other countries who are facing similar problems.
Okay. I mean, do you want to extend this? Is there an app for this?
There's an Android app for this. So users can download the app and then use it to retrieve the latest information. So we're working on the iOS version now.
Okay. Of course, you can, you know, get the latest from hashtag mybanjir as well,
yeah,
right?
On Twitter.
And what about with social media, like on Facebook?
So we do not have a plan to have a Facebook page because there are many different groups that have their own Facebook page. And there are problems searching on hashtag on Facebook as well. So we currently focus more on Twitter. So if you use Twitter, search for hashtag mybanjir, you'll get a lot of information.
Okay. All right. And what do you hope to achieve, you know, with mybanjir.com?
I think personally I'm happy with what we have achieved in such a short time with everyone's help and effort. But we all want to see mybanjir.com to continuously provide assistance to the organizations that are working on the flood relief especially.
Okay, and what do you think we can do to help? Is it more, you know, I guess the everyday person can either give money or give away things?
Try to maximize the use of the site and tag the content with hashtag mybanjir. So provide feedback to us, and if there's any we can do to make the site better. So you can find a lot of useful information on the site, and then anything that you want to contribute, to donate, or
I was just looking through it as well. There's an SMS donation at Tabung SKMM. There's a crowdfunding donation campaign there as well. So for those of you who would like to donate, at least it's a one-stop place where we can be helping the flood victims. So thanks for being with us. Dr. Lau Che Han from Magic Academy talking about mybanjir.com. You can also download the app.
Yes.
Yeah, so thanks for being with us. This is Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. Or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.